Okay, any questions? Lovely, so you know it all. What are we talking about?
We're talking about sympathy for those that are apparently drowning. Prayers offered.
Talking about prayers, generally. What about prayers? What do
Maybe
you think
the
about
silent
prayer?
Ones.
Pardon me?
Maybe the silent ones.
The silent one. Very poetic, but it didn't make any sense to that six-year-old boy, you understand? That fellow should understand it. We don't have difficult stuff here. We don't need PhDs for this wisdom. Try again. The prayer. The prayer is a very complicated stuff, isn't it? What is prayer? If an alien comes to you with no culture, nothing, okay? What is prayer?
Opening a heart to another heart.
Prayer, opening heart to another heart. Where is that God stuff in here? Because a computer shows that your prayer is connected to God. What is that about?
Well, that isn't even describable.
Mm-hmm. That is the point. If you remember line 2096, he said, what I'm saying is according to the measure of your understanding. I die in grief for a sound understanding. Do you remember that? This is when everything changed. Before that, everything was okay. Remember? There was this fantastic scene that he was walking, the trees turning to line, turning to human being, all that good stuff. Suddenly he said, okay. In one paragraph, this Mr. Precision became the leader, the imam. Okay? Now he's questionable, right? You remember mainly, what are we talking about in Masnavi? In Masnavi we were talking about responsibility. Period. Stand up, be responsible. Yes, when we want to explain it, we go further, we say, because only that way you could improve. And we show you that improvement is the way. Do you remember all of that? Here and there I try to bring in that picture, that, okay, let go of these imaginative stuff and literature and beautiful poetry and all that. Let's see what is it all about? What is this existence? As far as we know, the process is this Big Bang, two complicated chemicals. Isn't that the first period? There is once upon a time a Big Bang, we don't know why and how. And everything is alone and lonely. Then those subatomic particles, they come together. Then this furnace will cook them to become something else. From that to become something like gold. Okay? What was that story about? Put it in one sentence. Self-improvement by connecting to others. Am I exaggerating or playing with the rules or what? Self-improvement by connecting to others, to understanding the other exists and together we do better. That was the first one. Then there's another magic that we don't know, nobody knows why and how it happened. That's life. What is life? Life started with a single cell and knowledge, knowing outside, then understanding the collectivity, tuning to each other and making these complicated chemical machine. What was that all about? Self-improvement and knowledge, wasn't it? The third stuff, somehow, somewhere magically, nobody explains it yet. Human being is here. And human being starts to understand the understanding. Are you following what I'm talking about? I'm talking about an understanding and meaning which is improving itself. First period, that understanding understood the connection. Then understanding developed the understanding of animal. Then understanding in the domain of humanity, which is another kind of understanding. We understand the reasoning, we follow the, we can do planning, and we could expand our understanding by connecting to each other even beyond the limitation of time. So, what we're looking at, the rule was self-improvement, expanding your understanding. That's enough for me to understand the direction that the universe is going. So I go that way. I understand that there is this we, and I'm a part of that. My major part is there. This is the part that I sleep in. That's it. So, he said, now I want to explain something to you about the prayer. What is prayer? Prayer, if you look at it as, look at its skin, the normal meaning, prayer is asking for something. And sometimes even looks like ordering something. The people pray like they order pizza. Precisely, they know what they want, and they want something that the only God could do. That's the reason they call the God. If not, the local pizzeria was better. This is what the prayer is, right? But is it? It makes no sense. What is the other one? The other one that you want to understand here is the one that could not be explained. But it's confusing because it's about wishing for something, some way, right? Which is wanting. A little bit, let's say, less aggressive. Then we talked about something that when we told you the story, all of you accepted it as a simple stuff. We talked about the people who don't pray that way. We talked about the fellow who told you that I'm doing fine because everything is going according to my wish. He only corrected his wish. He said, my wish is his wish, period. Because I love him. That simple. Remember that? Okay, now what? What is in between? This is what we are talking about. The subject is prayer. And we are in the paragraph that this guy of precision is going to pray. Remember? He started to lecture. What was the lecture? All were good words. The perfect one, the one that you will hear somebody like Pope in the Christmas time talking about it. was exactly like that, that, oh my God, do not look at their doings, help them, because that's what you are. You, the best ever, ever, it was like that. What was he talking about? He said, okay, let's drop all those low-level ones, like ordering pizzas. I pick the best of the best you can physically. This is it, right? But we know that this is not going to work. Why? Because now the form is very good. It even goes to the limit that say, with the respect of the prayer you yourself taught them to do. Remember all that? Let's hear all that again. Who is the guilty party tonight? Any volunteer? If not, Will is ready always.
Go ahead. Where would you like to sit?
You see? No. The lady volunteered and saved you. You're looking at the Savior. Go ahead.
Where?
Go and start from 2210. Okay. Or
that paragraph. Dahuri's entreaty and intercession for the deliverance of the ship. When Dahuri beheld that turmoil, his pity was stirred and his tears flowed fast. He said, O Lord, do not look at their deeds. Take their hands, O auspicious king. Bring them back well and safe to the shore, O you whose hand reaches sea and land. O gracious one, O merciful and everlasting one, pass over this wickedness committed by devisers of evil. You who have given, free of cost, 100 eyes and tears, and without bribe, have dispensed intellect and understanding, who have bestowed the gift before the merit, having suffered us the whole of ingratitude and transgression. O Almighty One, you are able to pardon our greatest sins in privacy. We have burnt ourselves from lust and greed, and even this invocation we have learned from you. In reverence for your having taught to invoke, and for having lighted the lamp amidst the darkness like this. Thus was the invocation running on his tongue at that time, like faithful mothers. The tears were flowing from his eyes. That invocation was going up to heaven from him beside himself. That selfless invocation is, in truth, different. That invocation is not from him. It is spoken by the judge. God is making that invocation, since he is non-existent. The invocation and the answer